And there's lots going on in Detroit. As always, Governor Rick Snyder calls his Governor's Economic Summit, which begins today in Detroit, a centerpiece event for 2013. Over the next day and a half at Cobo Center, the governor is bringing together private sector employers and workforce developers to determine Michigan's future hiring needs. He plans a follow-up summit with educators in April to align the entire effort. Here's how the governor explained the events to Current State.
One of the major goals is collaborate with the private sector to better understand what their needs are for today and for the future, and then take that information to the education summit we'll be holding in April, where we'll have the education sector, which is the supply side. So the goal is to collaborate with the private sector in the economic development summit, to work the supply side with the education community in the education summit, and then connect the two worlds.
I know here in Lansing, there's been a shortage of IT workers in a number of businesses and across industries. Is that common around the state?
It is, and that's one of the opportunities. There's actually been a great program running for some time over the last couple of years that we helped create called Shifting Code, which is to help people that have had other careers in other sectors but had some exposure to information technology. And in Shifting Code, what they do is they get immersed in programming, other software kind of work, so they can make it their primary profession to help address the issue you're talking about. And that has been working successfully in several cases, but we want to expand it.
So we could use, Michigan could use more tech and computer grads?
That and many other fields. Again, we have broad-based needs. If you go to mitalent.org, it'll actually show you a list of the most sought-after fields, and they include things like accountants. Other skilled trade opportunities, you know, production technicians. There's so many different needs out there. And that's part of the point of the message is the world's becoming more specialized, where just being a generalist is difficult nowadays, that employers really need somebody that can hit the ground running faster or, you know, with specialized skills. And how do we get them those skills so they can, you know, get into a career and a job faster and better?
Isn't it also important to get the word out to high schoolers and their families as young people begin planning what they'll study in college?
Absolutely. And the way I view it is we should never tell someone what they should study, but provide better quality information to let people know that if you're looking at this field, there's a lot of open jobs, there's a lot of opportunity, there are, you know, good, well-paying jobs. And at the same time, let people know that in these particular fields, if you go in this field, there aren't many openings, or, you know, there are five people for every job. And I think that's really relevant stuff that then, you know, people can make their own decisions. So it's providing better transparency and openness of information.
And how will next month's education summit play off this economic summit?
It's the partner to go with it. The economic development summit's about collaboration. The education summit's about creating. And you put them together, that's called connection. So talent in the three C's: collaboration, creation, and connection.
This gathering also involves placemaking, which is a term economic developers use a lot. What's your definition of placemaking, and what makes it important?
Yeah, placemaking is important. My definition is it's really about the quality of life considerations that someone has outside of their career. You know, what are the entertainment things, the arts, the cultural environment, the educational environment, you know, all the other things that makes life fun and you enjoy. And Michigan's so rich and blessed with so many wonderful things, but we can continue to enhance that and market it better. So there's a big opportunity on placemaking. So the other theme besides talent, the Economic Development Summit, is the concept of we have some natural economic basins, regions that we should be looking at, and how can we focus placemaking on a regional basis and also a broader base throughout the entire state of Michigan.
You see these two summits as really centerpieces of your activities for the year?
Yes. I think there are opportunities to start the dialogue and discussion. It won't answer the whole question on talent nor regionalism, but it really begins a dialogue in a thoughtful way that then we can build on, because I believe the areas of the country, the jurisdictions, the governments that do the best job of helping make this connection are going to have a strategic advantage. Because this isn't being done very well anywhere in the country, and if we can lead in that, it really gives Michigan a big leg up on being even more competitive with more and better jobs.
That was Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, who is, we're told, personally quite invested in the economic summit getting started this morning at Detroit's Cobo Hall. A follow-up education summit is set for next month.